The Chinese government announced today that former President Jiang Zemin has resigned from his final post as head of the Central Military Commission. The position now belongs to his successor, Hu Jintao. This peaceful transfer of leadership power to a younger generation completes a historic succession. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Beijing. Rob, to what extent is this a surprise?
Well, we've been hearing rumors over the last few weeks that this might happen. But before that, I think, and generally looking at it from a big picture point of view, it is a surprise because Jiang Zemin was head of the Central Military Commission, which meant he essentially controlled all of China's military officially until the year 2007. So he could have held on until the year 2007. And the Chinese tradition is, of course, hold on to power for as long as you possibly can. So it is something of a surprise for him to be stepping down early and essentially handing over all his official power to the new man Hu Jintao.
How big a difference is there between Jiang Zemin and his successor Hu Jintao?
Well, I think on a lot of issues they do see eye to eye. There are a lot of political issues, of course, retaining the power of the Communist Party, where they would agree completely in all sorts of areas of foreign relations as well. The main difference, I think, is in the economy. Jiang Zemin came from Shanghai. He was very much a sort of East Coast kind of guy. He was very much an urban kind of leader. And he liked to be seen with all the winners, if you like, of the 25 years of economic reform. He was quite a flashy leader. Hu Jintao, on the other hand, has spent a lot of his time in China's rural areas, in the inland provinces, where the rate of poverty is very high. And he is known to think that it's very important to retain something of an economic safety net for the losers of the economic reform era. And that is quite significant because I think the losers are catching up with the winners. There are a lot of losers. There are a lot of angry people who are not benefiting from economic reforms. And I think Hu Jintao will put a lot more focus on them. He'll want to keep the cities developing, of course, but I think we're going to see him really focusing on the poor.
Does Jiang Zemin have a legacy?
I think he does, actually, much more of a legacy than anyone would have thought when he took over in 1989 after the killings in Tiananmen Square. A lot of people thought he was going to be a very transitional figure. I think one part of the legacy will really be what he's done today, that he has handed over power peacefully. He'd already handed over the presidency and the leadership of the party. Now he has handed over official control of the military. And that really is not something that has happened before in Chinese politics. And I think the second thing really is the economy, the 90s boom. He presided over that. He wasn't responsible for all of it. It can't all be put down to him. But he was the president during that time. He was the leader. And China has boomed.
Do you foresee any effect on Chinese foreign relations, especially U.S.-Chinese relations?
I think probably not with Washington. I think that relationship is set. Hu Jintao, like Jiang Zemin, sees it as very significant. It's their most important bilateral relationship. The one area, very, very important area where we might see some change is on Taiwan. No Chinese leader can afford to be seen as soft on Taiwan, but there is the sense here that Hu Jintao may be a little bit more flexible on Taiwan and dealing with this 50-year-long problem of the separation of Taiwan and mainland China. He may be more creative and open to ideas of how to resolve this in a way that Jiang Zemin was not because of his closeness to the military. So that could be something very important to watch over the coming years.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing. Rob, thank you.
Thanks very much, Leanne.